find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
And here at the American Freedom Network, basically, when you go to school, you learn that America is a democracy, one of the leading democracies in the world. Of course, that really isn't true. America is a republic, and there's all the difference in the world between a democracy and a republic. And then, of course, you learn that we elect our duly elected representatives, those people who are to govern us, by the electoral process. And, of course, this is how we have a fair and just society. But what happens if the elections are rigged? And the joke that's been going around recently is that we know that Osama bin Laden is dead because he's registered to vote in Chicago. Really is sort of a morbid look at what's really going on today. They do rig our elections. It's been known to do this for years in Illinois and Chicago, and certainly that's how Jack Kennedy got to be the President of the United States. And I personally believe they rigged the election in 2000 with all the talk about the hanging chads, and they rigged the election in 2004 in Ohio. And and you've never heard, of course, that a number of people went to jail because they falsified the voting in various large counties in Ohio so that George Bush would win the election. Well, with us this morning is a man named Cass Ingram, and I haven't had a chance to talk to him personally, but he's written a book called Rigged that suggests that maybe our concept of free and open and fair elections is not what it appears to be. Good morning, Costa. Thank you.
Good morning. How are you? I'm speaking to an informed human, which I'm so admirative of.
Well, you go right ahead. I've been at this for 50 years. There's not very many people that can say that. And I'm constantly learning and constantly amazed, and I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say about our free and open electoral process.
In Canada, they have clear boxes. They have a transparent vote, and you fill in a paper ballot, and it's so transparent you get to watch it dropped into the box.
Right.
In Egypt, it's paper ballots. In Iran, it's paper ballots that you can go back and inspect. In Switzerland, it's paper. In the United States, it's rigged. The United States is the most important country in the world. It's the engine. It's the military industrial engine. It's got the big standing military. It's got the weaponry. So there are many, many, many secretive forces that come down to bear. Eisenhower, at his basically, as he was on his way out, mentioned it, didn't he? That have vested interest in sticking in a regime candidate, honestly. We see that this year. We can look at the pockets that are lined, but this is about rigging. And my research started when I was looking at why can't we get genetically engineered foods labeled? Why is it illegal? Why are Amish farmers having their farms shut down by federal agents raiding at 5 in the morning a farm? Because of cheese and milk, right? No fatalities, no upset stomach, no complaints, no hospitalizations, but we pay those federal agents for the raid. Why are nutritional companies being shut down? Why is there no more innovation in herbal medicine? No more, because they can't afford to get into the game. Why can't we get genetically engineered food labeled? I know why, because if it was labeled, nobody'd buy it. When Hungary has made it a felony offense to grow that stuff anywhere in the country. And it led me to the Rockefellers controlling the medicine so that they can keep the petrochemical medicines and drugs and vaccines, the Rockefeller Institute. So they were paying senators off at the turn of the century, and there were riots, there were ballot box riots. They were rigging the elections, you see. And they invented the first mechanical election machine. That led me to Morris Fishbein, who through as a proxy agent of the Rockefellers crushed the homeopathy movement, the herbal medicine movement, and Americans have felt that that's fringe. They didn't realize that it was mainstream at one time before big business crushed it. And then that led me to the Bush election in 2000, where the election rigging, I skipped over the Nixon and the Kennedy years, where the election rigging was so glaring that when it was discovered by Investigator Lemmy at the FDOT, the Florida Department of Transportation, and he said, I'm on the verge of cracking the 2000 vote rigging, Catherine Harris and all that. He was found dead in the bathtub in Valdosta, Georgia, with a suicide note. Honest to God. It's in my book.
You will not find any disagreement from here. I mean, I have interviewed a number of people who either disappeared or been killed after I interviewed them. And why I'm still here, I'm not quite certain, but maybe God wants this information out. But you go right ahead, Cass.
Yeah. Well, and that led us to Jack Abramoff, who took money from the casinos, Casino Jack, and stuffed it in the pockets of what we call Israeli firsters who bought weapons and night goggles and sniper equipment and started shooting kids and stuff. You know, and that led us to the White House, you know, homosexuality scandal. Remember that fellow, Mr. Gannon, who was inside there all the time? So was Abramoff. So they compromised the officials through sexual acts, through bribes, and through promises of electioneering. Mark Foley, remember that situation? Tim DeLay, involved with election rigging. And I mean, and ultimately it led me to 2004 when Kerry won the popular vote. I mean, they're both two sides of the same coin, but that was rigged by, remember Blackwell, Kenneth Blackwell in Ohio, where he took the votes and put them on in a Tennessee server so he could get a 5% patch to ensure a popular vote win in Ohio for Bush. When the people of Ohio took Blackwell and his regime to task, it brought down Mike Connell, the 15-year veteran programmer for the Bushes and the man who managed all their websites. He admitted there was some rigging. He then was to testify in court. Remember what happened in Akron, Ohio?
No, I really don't.
His plane blew up.
The story I hadn't heard. Tell me about it.
Yeah, Mike Connell's dead. Mike Connell was killed. 15-year veteran programmer for the Bushes and for Karl Rove. Remember the 600 emails that Rove deleted during
hold that,
election
hold
rigging?
That. We'll be back in the cast here in a moment.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables of 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservations. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Mark it, attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early, and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones, but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget, but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space. Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest this morning, asked from his book is Rigged. And you know, one reason I enjoy doing what I'm doing is I learn something new every day. Now, I knew that that rigged the election in Ohio. I knew that some people had gone to jail, but I didn't know about the murders. But, ladies and gentlemen, these people are not above murder. They kill people all the time. They sent our boys to Vietnam to fight in a phony war after a phony Gulf of Tonkin incident. 58,000 were killed. Nobody's been held responsible. A million civilians died in Iraq after George Bush and Colin Powell lied to the American people about the weapons of mass destruction. Who's ever called for an investigation? Maybe a manslaughter or something like that. You never hear about that. But I'm learning something new from Cass this morning about who was the fellow who died in there after the Ohio rigging?
Exactly. This is a crucial finding and revelation. Mike Connell was the well-endowed, extremely intelligent programmer for the Bushes. He built their RNC websites, the Republican websites. He was involved with the, you know, the election process. And what he really was their resident election rigger, electronic election rigger. So Mike Connell was brought before the through the legal system, brought before the Ohio judiciary, and he was deposed by the attorneys. He didn't get to the court yet, and in the deposition he revealed that they did use off-site servers. And that he could easily alter the vote count there. That's what he said. Okay? By 5%, whatever. Bush, Rove, and company, and the people above them even, panicked, and they ordered an assassination because he was to appear in court. Before he could appear in court, as his plane was descending, like Beverly Eckert, remember her when she was suing the Port Authority for fraud? For false information about 911 and who killed her husband and how this could happen. As the airplane was in descent, it blew up in midair. In, I believe, Akron, Ohio. You can find it, Mike Connell. So, because it would have taken it up to the presidency that they committed basically a second-degree felony, election rigging.
Sure.
The election rigging was done by the Bush White House. Karl Rove was the hitman to achieve it. Rove, one of his people pushed the wrong button and 600 of his emails went all over the place, right? that related to Abramoff, election rigging, all kinds of. And some of those got into the hands of some investigators, and they got posted on the Internet. I took some of those, and I pumped them back into my book and explained what they mean, yeah. So that's that led us to the 2007, when a popular candidate, a people's candidate, who does not have any money from this, from the system, started running, a guy by the name of Ron Paul, who supports health freedom and access to more, you know, things that we could use, and supports rule by the constitutional system, and, you know, get the Fed audited and get rid of the Fed, I think is his platform, as well as the IRS tyrannical regime and the TSA. I've been manipulated, fondled, and probed, and I'm dark, you know. And so I usually... The lady is, she's light, so they go after her, and they one time told me that, well, I said, this has got to be something like racist or, what do they call that, profiling. And the woman, the TSA woman said, well, it is, actually. And I said, this, it's about me, and we're working on her. Well, you never know who some person might use to transport the dangerous item. So that's why the poor little lady, they push her, their fingers up her, you know, privates, and every time now, we're on this list. Now, that has nothing to do with me writing this book. But when I see a guy that says these people are criminals, I got to join him in that one. And so in 2007, he got electioneered in New Hampshire, and we have the data on that. He was the subject of electronic vote fraud. So, I mean, if the guy's that good that you have to steal votes from him, we better listen to what he's got to say, right? And they actually altered paper ballots. In Sutton, New Hampshire, a good example, 30 votes were chucked into the trash can. Alert voters looked at the GOP website and said, no. We were there, and we have witnesses that we were there. They reneged and admitted that they had 31 votes for Paul that they weren't going to count, and they still didn't count them. They admitted it, the election officials. It's on the Internet everywhere. Sutton, New Hampshire. Do you know, if you or I went in and voted twice, jail time and a fine, right? If you or I put a fraudulent address, we don't really live in Ohio, or we don't live in Chicago, and we live in Florida, we put down an address like Ann Coulter did, jail time, if we're fraudulent, you know. So, no, there's no escape from this. These are vested, corrupt, evil individuals. The law applies to us, but not to them. If that doesn't make your blood boil.
Well, they're doing this with Ron Paul today as far as rigging the elections. So I'm sure he won in Maine. I'm sure he's won a number of the states. And they simply just refuse to count the votes.
Yeah, this is correct. Today, that's what's happening. Remember in Maine, remember Charlie Huckster Webster, you're right. He said, well, we're not going to count the vote anyway. I mean, that's how brazen it's become. Before in Iowa, it was, we're gonna show a real vote count. Charlie Webster says, I don't care what you say. We've decided that it's over, and Romney's the winner. You know? But that's not good enough for Huckster. The people are revolting against him. There was almost a vote to fire him. They ended up being a vote of censure. The people did. In Maine. And I got a call from a panicky GOP agent in Maine, or a caucus head. Would you please tell people to quit calling us? Because I published a couple op-eds. You've got some influence. Can you calm them down? And I said, she's a nice lady, you know, Santorum supporter and all that. I said, Miss Blanchett, look, all you got to do is get rid of Charlie Webster. And give the people a correct vote count. Don't come to me. She said, you know what? You're right. Then she said something interesting. This is Maine now. She said, well, a gardener's getting threats, and his daughter's computer was hacked. Could you tell the Paul people to calm down? I said, hold on a minute. Hold on. I can guarantee you those weren't Paul people. They don't double stuff ballots. Why don't you look inside the GOP and see who's after Gardner? Because Gardner said, we're going to count the vote, not to say he's trustworthy, he's another GOP hack, but we're going to count the votes in Washington County. We're going to do it, one way or the other. And so she admitted to me that it was actually the GOP that she suspects is leaving him voicemail threats. And that's happened twice this year, that threats were given to people who were revealing what was happening in this election. So you're right. People you've interviewed in the past are, you know, 6 feet under. So the more widespread we expose this, I mean, the more lives we protect. That's a good thing, too. If you don't agree with this, at least by exposing it, maybe we will prevent them from murdering another Mike Connell or Inspector Lemmy. Let's go backwards. In 2003, when Inspector Lemmy was said, I'm on the verge of breaking it all the way up to the White House and beyond, who was responsible? The Jack Abramoff, of course, was part of this, for rigging the against Gore, the vote counts here, and putting the minus 16,000 votes on the machine and all that. Probably the poor guy should have come on 10 of your shows. Poor Inspector Lemmy, an honest, good-spirited, hard-working, $40,000 a year American. He said to his wife, honey, I got to go. I got to break this. I'm close. He goes down. They meet up with him. They grab him. They beat the hell out of him. They cut him up. They kill him. They drag him down to a hotel in Valdosta, Georgia, where they have a compliant sheriff's office. They chuck him into a bathtub, slit his wrists after the fact, and rub some blood on the wall and leave a suicide note. And I know who did it. I know exactly who did it. And I've got it in the book. And they're filthy. It's the Mossad. Pyotr Blass called the hit with Jack Abramoff bringing the money. And they didn't do it in this case, but indirectly we can presume it because they killed a man that would have revealed vote rigging in Florida. They killed a multimillionaire. So our data is leaning very heavily after they hit this multimillionaire, Gus Bioulis, the Greek, on the mobile South Carolina casino floating boats, who is also connected, who is also connected to 911, Jack Abramoff, that Lemmy was probably going to break some connections between the Mossad and 911 is our best suspicion, and then he was taken down too. Yeah. So now, Mossad, do we have any proof of election rigging by Israel? Do we need any proof? How about Sheldon Adelson? Sheldon Adelson said in Israel, now I don't take it lightly that a foreign government of any kind controls the elections in the United States while we send Hillary Clinton to Egypt to watch, right? So somebody should, if Hillary Clinton can go all the way to Egypt with our tax dollars, somebody here should talk. So Sheldon Adelson said, look, I regret basically having a U.S. military uniform on. I wished it would have been Israeli. Do I need to say more? Sheldon Adelson said, if I have to give $100 billion to make sure Paul essentially doesn't win, I'll do it. I'll pump it into Gingrich, and if that doesn't work, I'll pump it into Santorum or Romney. I don't care. Right? Foster Freeze says he'll throw all kinds of money at Santorum, and he is throwing money. Goldman Sachs supports Romney. With what kind of money? Bailout money. Your money. My money. So it's not only, oh, well, you know, this guy, this bias, you know, and we've got to support in this. No, it's corruption, that's all. It's dirty tricks. It's theft. It's bad news. And it's, you know what? It's treason. They're stealing the American election for a foreign regime. Now, I know that's not popular to talk about, but hey, that's what the book says. I'm going to tell you what it says.
Well, how's the book doing?
Well, it's not existing. It's only an electronic form going to the printer now. But, you know, with Super Tuesday. So I hope to have an electronic version to give away to people while I'm getting the printed one. I'll give an address, so get your pens and pencils. I'll give away an electronic version for researchers online until I get the printed version in a month. That way people can have the data before Super Tuesday. So I'm hoping on Friday I will upload to this website, healthynewsradio.com. I'm working hard on it, healthynewsradio.com. I'll have a preliminary, well-edited version online at healthynewsradio.com for you to download and bind as a gift for the American people and for the Israelis and for the Brits and for the Europeans, whoever wants to look at it, and for my enemies. Go ahead. It's just, it's so glaringly vile. And you know what? Nobody will ever counter what I've said. Ever. Because it's even worse than what I put down. You know. I was in Washington, D.C. on the radio talking about the Bush hit on McConnell.
Cass, hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Shiny steel makes any pickup truck look good in the showroom. But a pickup's true metal is tested on the job. And that's where Ram is unbending. With available legendary Hemi V8 and Cummins diesel engines and a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty that beats Ford F-150 by 40,000 miles. Come test our metal and see what Ram light-duty and heavy-duty pickups are made of. Now at Ram Truck Month.
Stop by your local Ram dealer and get $7,200 in total values on Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. See dealer for details and a copy of limited warranty. Values include combined cash allowances and $3,200 Bighorn package discount. Package values based on combined value of individual package items. Offer ends 229. Cummins is a registered trademark of Cummins, Inc. Ram and Hemi are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables at 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Mark it, attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd, so make your reservations early, and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, I am here at the American Freedom Network, and this is Morning Cass Ingram, of course. The Mossad, the CIA work very, very closely together. I believe they're all part of what I refer to as this Brotherhood of Darkness, and it involves certainly MI6 as well. Our intelligence agencies, all agencies of this, certainly this worldwide organization, and call it what you will, I call it the Brotherhood of Darkness, but it is real, it's not imaginary, and they do kill people. If you don't believe it, we have a wonderful 4-CD set called Deadly Assassins, where I interview a couple of assassins, and one of them disappeared shortly after our interview and never heard from since that time. His job was to kill a presidential candidate. They killed Bobby Kennedy when he was running. It looked like he was going to get the Democratic nomination, so they killed him. And believe me, it was not Saran who did the job, although he's still in prison, a patsy. As so often happens, James Earl Ray, a patsy. There are forces working behind the scenes, and you're not going to hear about it. They want you to be focusing your attention on football and basketball and baseball while our freedom as we know it is rapidly becoming simply a remembrance of things past. Well, Cass, go ahead, tell our listeners how they can get
prelim
version.
Yes, so what we're dealing with is presidential suppression of vote involving the White House when the incumbent is in power, and involving the Israeli power brokers. Those are the two main forces. There are other forces, you know, that want to disenfranchise, like the military, industrial, especially entities like Raytheon and General Dynamics. They support this. It brings us to the current vote rigging, which we have vast evidence for. Everybody knows in Iowa, one man, Edward L. True, said, "You got the vote count wrong." Honest to John Edward True, a Ron Paul supporter, but regardless, he said, "You gave Romney 20 votes too many, they belong to Santorum." Remember that? And it brought down the Iowa GOP. They ended up rigging so many different precincts. In one that we found, and forensic work needs to be done, there was a town of 150 people in a rural area. The average number of people is less than 10% that caucus, less than 5%, you know that. This town lists 50 people showing up. It's a rural area, and 30 voting for Santorum. The numbers are wrong, but it takes, you know, time to configure it. In the bigger precincts, though, Iowa saw apparently so many Paul votes, apparently this is true, that they threw those 8 precincts out as uncountable. And for the first time in history, a caucus said, "We cannot certify the results." It was D.D. Benke, the Fox hack and GOP consort, who said, "Look, on radio in Iowa, we're not going to let this Dr. Paul guy win. And so what we'll do it in a very discreet way. We'll be sitting in the big caucuses, and we'll have large blocks of Republican voters. We'll take those blocks and watch how the room goes, and we'll shift them over to Santorum or Romney, depending on how the room is going, to defeat Paul, so he doesn't have any head steam." But, you know, that's, I guess you could say, not illegal. And the one thing that they did that was illegal was Romney actually brought in individuals, apparently from out of state, in the caucuses where no ID was allowed, the ballot stuff. There's quite a few witnesses to that. So Iowa then leads to New Hampshire, and New Hampshire is worse because it's a primary, and in New Hampshire there were 2 felonies committed. The first felony is fake voters. They were humans using dead rolls, and even they made mistakes and used people that they didn't think were voters, they didn't think were residents, and that's how we found out that they were stacking the vote against Dr. Paul by actually casting votes. In one case, it was David Finnethy. He walks in, he tries to cast his vote, they look at the roll, they say, "You can't vote twice. You've already voted." He said, "No, I haven't, I'm voting now." "You've already voted." "Well, you know, he's a Paul supporter, he's not going to go anywhere. I need to vote. I need to vote now. I'm not going to leave until I vote." The supervisor comes over and says, we'll just leave that other voter over here. That's okay. And let him vote. So that, you see what I'm saying? There's that vote. They never inspected it. Some live person came in with that guy's name and his address and was paid to cast a vote. But that wasn't good enough. The momentum was too strong for a people's president, a neat guy that wants to help people keep their own money and, you know, rebuild their country and have some rights and get rid of the ugly TSA.
Away with the income tax, and what a horrible thing that would be. And we'd get to keep our own money.
That would be so vile, wouldn't it, that we could keep our earnings? And so, you know, what they did in New Hampshire is, I have the data now from an astute investigator, they put the patch on. They fudged the results. They took a simple mathematical formula, relatively crudely, and looked at the small precincts and said, well, we really can't rig those because it's Sutton, New Hampshire, and people will know, and if we take too many votes away from this place with only 50 people, God, they might find out. Let's go to the places where 500, 600, 800, 1,000, 2,000 people vote, and we'll put the fix on it. And that's what they did. We have the graph, parabolic graphs to prove it. They actually, it's mathematically 1,000 per, I would say about 4 million to 1. No, maybe 40 million to 1 error. They took the Romney low count in the big cities, and they gave Paul's high counts to him. So that would, you know what that meant? It meant that Paul won New Hampshire. You know how we know that, too? The paper ballots. He won the paper ballots. The certified paper ballots at about 39 to 42%. So now that we see this fix, you see how they had to fix it? Can you imagine? Ron Paul wins New Hampshire. My God, the whole world would have come apart. People would have sent him money and all that type of thing, right? His campaign would have been energized. Iowa is thrown out. So the only winner we've got so far is Ron Paul. Well, what are we going to do now? We've got South Carolina, right? We've got to do something about that. We know Paul won in New Hampshire. We've got to put the big fix on there. Well, that's not going to be so difficult. We bought Siddle, S-O-E, you know, they bought Siddle, S-O-E in 2011, July.
Now, what is Siddle, S-O-E?
Siddle is a vote counting, an internet vote counting company, electronic vote counting company that was supposed to be American owned. And S-O-E are the hucksters that educate and train the poll workers so that they stay on their side, and they, when a guy goes in and says, I want to monitor the count, they, oh no, you can't do that, this is private. So it's a privately owned company that handles the vote.
Okay.
That handles the education.
Okay, yeah. Well, hang on.
Little SOE bought out.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a moment here.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Harris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Harris Survival. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, and back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess Cass Ingram, and we do have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hey, Dr. Stan, this is Devin from Lakewood. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say thanks. You, as always, have a great guest on today. And I just wanted to find out where we can get, you know, access to all this information that your guest is citing so we can get this out to everyone we know, because I think... I am not alone amongst Ron Paul supporters who believe that clearly there is evidence of fraud, and, you know, he is the choice of the people. I see Ron Paul signs and stickers everywhere, and I see none for any other candidates. So I wanted to see what his website was and if we actually can get access to this book he's working on.
Okay.
Go ahead,
yes,
John.
As a courtesy to the freedom-loving people, I'm going to, God willing, post a potentially final copy on this site. It's healthfreedom2012.com, and for now you put a /HFblog. You will find a snippet of the book on there already about how Siddle, S-O-E, rigged the vote count. And you'll find some strong articles about Webster's hucksterism, the vote fraud in South Carolina, the vote fraud in Maine, on that site. As far as people who can't do that, if you send me an email, I'll forward you the preliminary research in New Hampshire and in South Carolina on the 5% patch. Those of you who are statisticians, you're going to have a field day, mathematicians. I'm not, but you're going to have fun with this. So you could also send me an email to Dr. Oregano. Dr. You know, Stan knows me about that. DrOregano@gmail.com.
Give that again, please.
Yeah, that's Dr. Oregano, DrOregano@gmail.com. Okay, we have definitive proof. I'm glad you called. I think you're the first caller. I've done about a half a dozen shows, and it's good to engage. You're the first caller that's called in, because this is shocking people. But we have definitive proof that Dr. Ron Paul is so popular, I think you know that, that they're suppressing the vote in a number of ways, including a rigging of the electronic machines. If you go to that website, I just put up a free exit poll. It's brilliant. It will help us with some instructions of that we have to do these exit polls.
And, of course, basically, if they do rig the Republican convention, which I'm sure they're going to, then, of course, what we hope and pray is that Ron Paul will run as a third-party candidate. They say that'll ensure Obama will be reelected. Well, he's going to get reelected if they run any one of the three turnips, and I'm talking about Gingrich, Santorum,
oh, yeah,
or Romney. I mean, Obama is going to get in.
So right, the fix is in.
The people don't
yeah, the fix is in.
It is important that we expose it, though, because, I mean, just watching the debate last night and all the coverage up until this point, it's very obvious that they have worked against him in the media, and that's not working well enough, so they're going to do whatever they can.
That's right. Well, no, very wisely said. And I'll now explain how you can win the election. I know the GOP is a group of hacks and goons, but I'm still going to explain what I think would be the win. Thank you for your call.
Thank you very much. Take care.
You bet.
Okay, go ahead, Kev.
Yeah, in the Battle of Athens in 1946, the people of Georgia that came back from the war started to say, why do we have all this corruption? I thought we fought and we lost our friends overseas to fight for democracy, and we don't have any democracy in McKinnon, Texas. I mean, Tennessee. Our sheriff's office is in, cahoots with these rich people, and they disenfranchise the vote, and they bring only their candidates. So the soldiers said, well, let's go to the polls and let's just stand there and count the votes. 1946. The sheriff brought 200 thugs and beat the soldiers up. The soldiers then, in self-defense, cracked the locks on the armory, got the carbines, and surrounded the sheriff's office. This is a true story. It's in Guns and Ammo. You can find it on the internet. The sheriff shot two of the servicemen. The servicemen didn't kill anybody. The servicemen panicked. What do we do? They got some dynamite, lit it, and threw it onto the porch of the sheriff's office and blew up the facade. The sheriff, like Barney Fife, probably came out, you know, all panicky, and he surrendered. Then they ran him out of town. Nobody was killed. They just ran him out. And for 10 years in this country, I think for the first time in the last 50 years, there were honest elections in McKinnon, Texas, McKinnon County, Tennessee. Look, it's only the people that can win this. Not even the campaign. God help the campaign. How would you like to be Ron Paul and every time you go on the media, they got the attack dogs? He's 75 years old. At least give the man some honor of an elder statesman, a genteel individual who served this country. No, we've got the attack dogs on him. Yeah. So it's the people who win this. And there's two secrets to this kind of thing. One is monstrous levels of people at the poll. Massive landslides are very difficult to rig. The second, and our caller has it right, is extremely massive exposure of vote fraud and election fraud. The third is to expose that election fraud and to monitor the vote to make it impossible for the programmers to readily alter the vote count. So that you get 70% in a state for Ron Paul, or 80%.
Who's calling?
Well, Dr. Sam,
go ahead.
Before we lose Kath, have him repeat that health freedom something / FHF blog where we can get that electronic book.
Okay. You go to healthfreedom2012.com / it should be fine, just healthfreedom2012.com, but for now you have to put / capital H capital F blog.
Got it. Thanks, Cass.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we're out of time, Cass. I appreciate what you're doing. We will get you on all of our other programs. Your message is important.
Thank you.
God bless you for your
chauvinism.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to rig our election. God bless you.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood@hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dan here at American Peanut Network. I hope you enjoyed the program this morning. I haven't talked to Cass before, but I think he's correct. Certainly, though, this is not primarily the Mossad. This is the whole Brotherhood of Darkness. Are there satanic forces within who are Jewish? Absolutely. But this is not a Jewish conspiracy. Most Jews are good, loyal Americans. There is a satanic conspiracy at the upper echelons of the Vatican and within the Jesuits and with the Masonic Order, but most Masons are good people. They're working at the highest levels of the Protestant faith. Certainly they're working at the highest levels of every aspect of our society. They're working within the Republican hierarchy, the Democratic hierarchy, our liberal organizations, our conservative organizations, our religious organizations. There is a worldwide satanic movement, and you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to see how it all works together. It's the most important book you'll get, and I've had certain key people actually come and want to republish my book. Well, I'm afraid to let it out of my hands for fear that, they'll get right to the copyright and of course be used to suppress it. Maybe that's not what they have in mind, but I want to get this book out. I will give you reduced prices if you want to buy it in bulk. We just need to get the information before the public. And you can watch the talk from which the book came at RadioLiberty.com. That's my website. Go there. Look at the DVDs. You can listen to our programs there 24 hours a day, live archive programs. You can listen to our program 24 hours a day if you have a telephone or other item with certainly unlimited minutes. You listen to us on shortwave. We need to get your help getting the information out. They're rigging the election. We want you to pray for Ron Paul because, they would not hesitate at all to kill him. They killed Bobby Kennedy, who was running for president. The man I interviewed, his name was Chip Tatum. His job was to kill Ross Perot. He refused to do it, and he paid for it with his own life. We're not talking about something imaginary. If you'd like to hear my interview with Chip Tatum, it's available in our 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins. We ask you to pray for America. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You need to be involved. You need to be talking to everybody you know. You need to get them listening to my program and Alex and Joyce and Cindy. Chuck Christmeyer is doing a great job. If you haven't read his latest book, The Secret of the Lord. The Secret of the Lord. It's so important. And it tells how they changed the message and the music of the Christian church. Didn't happen by accident. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to know. But they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. They've taken certainly God out of our military. You know it is illegal today for a commanding military officer to lead in prayer. Do you know it's illegal today for a Christian military a chaplain to pray in the name of Jesus Christ? This is how far the satanic movement has gone. This is the degree of control they have over America today. Are you going to sit and do nothing? Are you going to join me in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization? Until tomorrow, same time, God bless you, bye, and may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge.